opposition to the application? Sir?
I used to see you in Dover, Mr. Ballier.
It's good to see you.
You did a good job while you were there.
I really much appreciate that. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of council. I truly appreciate being here. I appreciate your service to the citizens of Sussex County and frankly to the citizens of Delaware, because many of my colleagues and friends from northern Delaware enjoy the benefits of Sussex County, especially on nice weekends that we have here during the summer.
We do live the dream here in Sussex County.
Yes, you absolutely do, and many of my colleagues try to get here many, many times. My name is Bob Valahura. I'm here on behalf of Gull Point Homeowners Association, the owners of Gull Point. And that association has stood in opposition to this application. I want to start my presentation out with a point that I wasn't even going to raise because I was unaware of it until the applicant, or I should say the person who came up here, disclosed it to you. There is no applicant here today. Let me make that clear. There is no applicant here. What you have is a paper record of someone who made an application some time ago. The applicant is not before you. The person who is here today apparently is the landowner of the property. He's not the applicant. There is nobody here for the applicant. We do not know what this applicant wants to do because they are not here today. The applicant is apparently not controlled by the person who testified earlier. It is an entity that no longer exists, as we are told by the person who testified earlier. And it does not even, is not even present here in any form other than the original application. We do not know whether there's any authority to move forward with this application because the applicant isn't here. If the application is approved by this council, we don't even know whether that application could be transferred to the current owner, or would it be transferred to the current owner, because we don't know what that applicant would do with whatever approval that is granted here. And then finally, I think this is unprecedented, and I think Mr. Rutt put his finger on it, that, and it rightly sort of deferred to take some time to think about this, is we don't know whether we have the real party in interest out there in the public. We're told that Blue Claw is the one that wants this, but we're sitting here today with a person who comes in and tells you that he is the one who wants this. The public has been deceived, and I don't believe you can go forward with this application unless it is changed by the real party who has the interest in what is sought by this application. So from my standpoint, I could end my discussion with you right here and would do so, but I do want to make one more point before I sit down and let my some of my residents chat with you about what the real issues are, how this impacts the community. But I want to point out that the person who testified before you didn't even bother to tell you about why the Planning and Zoning Commission was wrong. Of the six bases that the Planning and Zoning articulated to you, he only addressed one. Only one. The other six remain, the other five remain unaddressed. I'm going to address one of them, and then I'm going to also point out that the one he did address was the one about access. All right. And what he suggested was that he's contacted DelDOT. And DelDOT hasn't got around to giving you what you need to know, whether or not that access has been granted or not. So we really don't have any information before us whether that access that was important to the planning and zoning has, one, been applied for, and two, is actually being considered, and three, will be granted. But the point I want to raise finally is that there's really no showing for the need for this facility. There's no showing that somewhere up on the major road that you can't put one of these facilities up there where it could be accessed by the public when a properly zoned area. There's no showing that the facilities that are already out there can't cope with the needs, and there's no showing that there's a crying need for this. And really what we're talking about here is trying to encourage a lucrative financial windfall for the property owner by putting a commercial establishment in the middle of a residential neighborhood. He was brutally honest in the comments to Councilman Arlett about his desires to want to expand that facility. And once he has the right to do this, nothing stops him from putting up the multiple layer stacks of boat docks in his boat facility. And once he does that, that 6 foot high fence isn't gonna cover those boats looming over the neighboring properties. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, I'll take my seat.
And your letter is a part of the record?
It is indeed. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else wish to speak? Sir?
Good afternoon. I'm Alfred Haynes. I live at 30860 Downs Landing Road. I'm the adjacent property, also AKA Haynes Lock and Key Service. I own the log truck that's in the driveway. I've been retired Philadelphia firefighter since 1998. 20 years of running in buildings, fighting fires, falling through holes in the floors and what have you. And I moved down here to relax and just stretch out. I'm a combat disabled vet also. And the property I have there is nice and quiet. It's no lights on the streets. It's dark at night. And sit back and relax and enjoy myself. The property next door, it's never been a problem. The community there, the five neighbors that we have, we work with one another, doing favors, what have you, and all. It, actually, I've been there 22 years, and all of a sudden I get a notice from Sergeant Moyer from Delaware National Resource Police Environmental Crimes Unit for, I have a camp on the property, and someone reported I was living in there and dumping water into the ground. So Sergeant Moyer came out and inspected. I wasn't home. I called him within an hour, and I had a hose that was hanging down from the camper, and he thought it was leaking water into the ground, which has never been hooked up. The way the hose was made, I had to put plumber's tape on it, and a 2 foot section was hanging down. So he indicated that if he had to come back out and inspect the unit And if it was hooked up, I was going to get arrested. So I told him, just come back whenever he's ready. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And he never showed up. As that was May after I left the meeting here, and that happened. And a week later, I get a call from County Constable of Sussex County, Chief Constable Michael Costello, came out. And one of the neighbors complained I had too many vehicles on the property. I had a bunch of junk. He inspected. I called him back and also invited him to come back at his will. And this is just a recent phenomenon.
Did he say he was going to arrest you?
Well, I'm not going to fight that. I want to get shot.
I hope so. The answer was no to that.
Yeah. So, but my five neighbors, one has a 37-foot RV parked in his driveway. The one next to him has a boat, four cars, a trailer on a quarter-acre lot. And my other neighbor, she has a farmhouse. We all work with one another, giving each other a hand and everything. It's never been a problem. So I just wonder which neighbor called the constable on me. But getting back to this boatyard, none of the neighbors in the community are boaters. So it's a burden on us. Gull Point has the problem of not being able to park their boats in their yard, so not even want to park them in the adjacent community.
Okay.
Giving us.
So you're not in Gulf Point?
No.
Uh-huh. I'm on the corner. I understand. You can keep a boat in your yard.
Right. And same with the locksmith. I've been retired. I have thousands of dollars of equipment. It's a Tasty Cake truck. So it's been parked there. It's not being utilized, just throwing my equipment that I use for my personal things. I work on locks from the 40s up till now. So I've got equipment that I can use, and that's a good place to store it, and it's secure, and the vehicle's not going anywhere. Even though it says Haynes Lock and Key Service on, I'm retired. But the property with the boat storage, it doesn't enhance the community. It's fine for Gull Point if they want to have the quick 5 minutes away. There's four or five boat places they can take their boats and not dump their problem on the neighbors. So that's just a thing. I have a couple more papers from the neighbors that signed the complaint saying that they one in favor of the boatyard and what have you.
Do you wish to make those a part of the record?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that in addition to what we already have? Are they opposed?
No, they're in favor. Oh, yeah, opposed.
Okay.
For the thing. But it's just when the boats pull out in the road, it's a normal road. But they pull out, they pull all the way across the line. If you're out there getting your mail, you got to watch your back, because when they swing back in, those outrigger mirrors, what have you, you have to stand on the side of your property and face the traffic to get your mail. It's just an accident waiting to happen. And neighbors don't need the aggravation. I'm just trying to relax and enjoy. And if they want to store their toys, they can go 5 minutes away where it's registered, established, and it's not 500 feet from the corner. My property is 235 feet on that Downs Landing Road, and right next to me is the property in question for the boatyard. That's it.
So there's storage, boat storage, near this area, is what you're saying?
Yes, it's one WWF. Right on 24.
Huh?
There's a right up by the Catholic Church at the light. There's mm-hmm. a storage facility. Then you have Shorts
yes.
on River Road.
Right.
There's a boat. It's all within 5 minutes, so it's not mm-hmm. like it's a convenience for Gull Point. for the inconvenience for the neighbors. There's six neighbors there. The one neighbor's been there 60 years. I've been there 22 years, and it's quiet. And these boaters, they come in with their cell phone to their ear, turning and driving out in a hurry to catch the tide, but not can be inconsiderate of the neighbors. So that's about it.
Okay. For the record, what Mr. Haynes has handed, and I've marked it as Opposition Exhibit 1, is a letter July 20 of 2016, signed by Alfred Haynes. Letter July 21, 2016, signed by Alex Haynes, I assume is a family member.
Son, yes.
A letter July 21, 2016, signed by Melanie Haynes, another family member.
Yes, daughter.
A letter from Eric Farmer, dated July 21, 2016, and then three pages of photographs. Do you have anything else, sir?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition?
Good afternoon, members of council. My name is Wolf von Baumgart, and I am at 37 Comanche Circle, Millsboro. This is a rather interesting situation. The proposed land use represents and epitomizes a radical departure from the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Planning. The issue of placing a marine commercial use in a traditionally agricultural residential AR1 district should have best been addressed not with a conditional use application, but rather a change of zoning application and more stringent criteria applicable. Therefore, I file a procedural application on this basis, and also the question that the application is moot is rather interesting in that the corporation does not exist, therefore the application is not properly and legally filed. So on this basis, I would file a and wish to record into the public record a procedural objection. Thank you. Also, the overriding safety considerations should preclude the approval of this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
My name is George. Last name is Oak Jones, O-A-K-J-O-N-E-S. I am a resident of Gull Point. I brought with me today 44 signatures opposing the boatyard and also a letter opposing the boatyard.
Do you wish to make any comment, or you just want to offer these? For the record, then, I have a series of signatures on a petition, which we will identify as Opposition Exhibit 2.
Shall I state that there's, according to this, there's 44 signatures?
44, yes.
Yep.
And then a letter, which we'll mark as Opposition Exhibit 3. 3, which is a letter from Mr. Oak Jones, undated, but we'll consider it today. Okay, is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Pam?
My name is Teresa Ziegler Townsend, and I reside at 31032 River Road. And I stand before you today in opposition of the boat storage yard. I do have 5 photographs here that I would like to.
Yes, question real quick. These are the photographs you submitted at the commission level, or one of your neighbors did?
One of my neighbors did.
Okay. I just, for the record, I want to pass these down. These are photographs taken by the neighbors. They were on a board, and they were taken off, taken on board, and they're
one of
pictures
the
of the site.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lang. Thank you.
Just get them in the record.
One of the photographs that I've presented is from a local boat storage, WMF, which is located just 0.7 miles away from the location of the proposed boat storage yard. And it is a picture of their abandoned section. After speaking with Bill, the owner of WMF, he gave me permission to go out and take a picture of what happens when people, you know, decide that they don't want to be into boating anymore, or something goes wrong and it breaks down or whatever. And it kind of along the lines of what Mr. Van Cleef has just explained to you, that he cleaned up off of the property that he is attempting to get the boat storage yard permit for, or conditional use for. The previous owner, as I stated in my letter to all of you, that was their intent, the Blue Call LLC that you are now aware of, it was their intent to do the same thing. And what Mr. Van Cleef has cleaned up back there was their storage yard thing that they did without doing it, going through the channels and so forth
really
that they should.
Didn't understand.
I'm not
that.
Expressing myself
no,
as clearly
Thank
as
you.
I
Thank you.
Would like to. I would also like to state that I have lived at this address for 30 years, come October 10th. My grandparents initially bought the home, and that piece of property was home to horses. The barn in that has, he said that he has restored, was a barn for the horses, and the area back there was a training track for trotters and pacers. It was also used at one point as a area for the Scully boys to ride their ATVs. They brought in a bunch of dirt and made a few jumps and, you know, some good old Sussex County fun in their backyard. As you have discovered, you know, Blue Call LLC does not any longer exist. And I would also like to point out that there are 7 boat storage yards already in the area. WMF and Shorts are within a mile or less of the property. Pontoon Express, Shorts on Long Neck, Atlantic Self Storage, Sentinel Self Storage, and Rudy Marine are within a 6-mile radius of the proposed site. And I will state, as I stated at the Planning and Zoning Committee, or hearing, Planning and Zoning hearing, that, yeah, as a single woman, the element that, you know, having boats stored adjacent to my backyard is a security issue. I enjoy going out and sitting out in my backyard. Have always felt secure and feel okay about doing that today. The element that could be brought in because of equipment and that you find on boats today, you know, it's going to change the dynamics for me. I also work at the local American Legion, and I waitress and bartend there, and I'm coming home anywhere from 8:30 to 2 o'clock in the morning. And hopefully, as I said before, my pocketbook is full of cash tips. And I want to feel secure walking from my truck to my back door. Today I do. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, the five photographs that Ms. Townsend presented will mark as Opposition Exhibit 4.
Actually, I have a question. You could probably answer it from there. One of these photos...
Yeah, come back up, so it's on the record.
Come up.
Yep.
That's recorded.
So, Sam, can I see that real quick? This photo here looks like it was dated May 16th with all of that stuff in the yard. Is it still there?
That's the WMF section of what they have in their abandoned section, which is just 0.7 miles up the street.
Gotcha.
Of what happens, you know, when people no longer want, or the boats aren't working.
But the question is this on the parcel, on the applicant's parcel?
No, sir, that
okay.
is not.
Just to clarify.
Yes, okay, and I have that marked on the back.
Just want to make sure it's understood. Yep, thank you.
Yes.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Well, sir, you had an opportunity. We have another hand over here.
I would just like to comment.
You have to come up here, identify yourself, and
this is opposition, right? You're
opposed. No, I would just like to comment on WMS.
I don't. That's
okay. Not part of the process. This is strictly as to this application,
yes.
And we are now in the opposition portion of it. So. Okay, does anyone here wish to come up and speak to the application itself? Okay, Mr. Vincent, we had a gentleman wanted to ask a question. I'll leave it to you whether you wish to entertain that.
He submitted an affidavit, but he didn't speak.
Yeah, sure.
He submitted the letters, yeah.
You can come back up.
Sir.
My question is,
say your name again,
your
please.
Name.
My name is George, last name is Oak Jones. And my question is, listening to what was going on, if the applicant put his original application in under Blue Claw, and now what we're saying, it went through as Blue Claw, and we understand now that Blue Claw does not exist. What is the process? Does that go through again? Is it, in other words, if that individual wants to go and put it under his name now, will we have to go through the same thing? Mm-hmm. Or was this a direct violation? Knowingly that Blue Claw didn't exist, and apparently his attorney said that he could go ahead and put it in under his own name, and it wasn't done. That's the question that I have.
Thank you. We're going to figure that out. Thank you.
Right. Anyone else wish to speak? Sir, you've already spoken.
Yeah.
Okay, seeing no one else, we'll close the public comment.
We'll close public hearing. I guess a couple of questions.
I need information.
One is where We are with the fact that it was, the applicant was a Blue Call LLC, and now it's someone else owns it, and it's, he's the one to make the application, not Blue Call LLC. Is that in fact legal? Or must we go back to ground zero?
That's a good question, and the reason I'm going to hedge on it a bit is because apparently the question was posed and then was, you know, okay, we can still go ahead with the application, and I need to look at, I'd like to sit down and actually look at the record and the application. So I would request deferring this until we have a chance to take a look at that question.
I think two things. One is, obviously, this is Mr. Cole's district.
Yes.
Yes.
He's not here.
Right.
I think he should have an input into his district.
That's right.
So there's two reasons to defer.
Right.
One, for him to get here and hear the record of our public hearing. But two is to find out where we are with the process of, can the application move forward? Or does it mean, no, it can't move forward. It must be, not a legal term, but mm-hmm. done away with. And the person would have to reapply as his own name for that piece of property.
Mm-hmm. That would be the effect if it's determined to be that way.
So if we have a motion for council to defer, and we will, I guess, leave the public record open for the opinion of our attorney only.
Should we put a timeline on it, Mr.?
But I would assume it'll be as soon as, within reason, that won't be six months or something.
No. I would say within 2 weeks, easily.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe even by next week.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. That's okay, everybody else? We'll,
yes.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
So we have a motion to leave the public record open for that one comment.
Mm-hmm.
Motion by her. Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have a motion carried. Now a motion to defer.
I understand it's 2 weeks.
Well, hopefully 2 weeks, yeah. Motion to defer.
You got second on that.
I'll second.
Okay. Well, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett, to defer this conditional use number 2049. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. To have motion to adjourn.
I'll make that move.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second,
Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you very much.